My name's Steve Greenwood, and I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and I get to be a part of a curriculum writing team at Randall House and do some other fun ministry things with them. And I'm joined today by my good friend, Jacob Riggs.
My name is Jacob. Yeah, so Steve and I met each other on the youth evangelistic team 20 years ago.
20 years ago. He was a high school student.
16.
I was bald, still. I was also bald then.
I don't even know the grammar.
It's not
for
really
that,
a steal.
Yeah, so that was 20 years ago. We actually toured together for 2 years.
Yes.
And I remember, Steve, you gave me some advice then.
Oh.
This is extra.
It's not part of the seminar?
Do it. No, not it's part not. Of it. You gave me some advice, and I was trying to decide which college to go to.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was trying to decide between Welch and Columbia International, and you compared it to the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen twins.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
I do have just a vague.
So if you know who those twins are, then
they
are totally not good people today.
They couldn't go to either
Lord.
Of those colleges.
No, they couldn't. So anyway, so it's been a pleasure to get to know you over the years, and God's used you in my life in many ways. And so I'm thankful for you, brother.
Well, thank you, man. And just so you know, Jacob is an incredible pastor. He's married to Lindsay. He got two daughters. I've got three daughters. So together, that makes five daughters, five daughters. So that might have something to do with our hair, possibly, maybe, I don't know. Or it could be the gene pool, but we're so excited that you're here with us today for this session that's called Baptizing Kids, How to Know If They're Ready and How to Make It Clear. Okay. So do you want to tell them?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll go to our next slide.
I was looking for a resource to give to a child that had given their life to Christ, but had not yet been baptized. So I was texting all my children's pastor friends and youth pastor friends, hey, do you have anything that I could use to just put into the hands of a child and maybe their parent that could explain baptism clearly and help them know if they're ready and then help them take that next step? And I couldn't find anybody that said, yes, look at this, take this, and look, you know, here you go. So I said, well, and in conversation with you, you were like, no, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, the fact is, I mean, throughout the years, there have been dozens of baptism resources. And there's lots of good ones. There's lots of different things that are available that come at it from a different point and have been helpful to people throughout the years. But the problem is, many of those things, they're not big money makers for publishers. And so once they do it one time, they don't do it again. And so for years, I used a book that my pastor, Pastor Rob Morgan, wrote called the My 316 book, Discovery Book. And it's all about helping kids get ready to accept Christ and become baptized. But it's out of print. And it has been for a long time. And unless you find one on Amazon, that can't be your source. But this whole milestone of kids accepting Christ and being baptized is such an important part of the life of a kid in the life of a family. And I agree, and I think I don't want to speak for you, but I believe we both are on the same page that we see, I mean, making sure that those young disciples start correctly and from the right place and the right amount of understanding about something. That is so important because it lays the foundation for how they're going to grow into childhood. So, yeah. So he called me.
Absolutely. And so Steve had some things like, you know, I wish if you find something or if you want to write something, then I have some things maybe that are along the same lines. So it's like, well, let's just put it together and write it ourselves and email it to everybody we know.
That's right. That's right.
And so
exactly right.
We did that. And then I emailed it to Danny Kahn, and Steve just so happens to be married to the director of editorial at
that's
Randall
right.
House.
So that we had a little bit of inside
this
track.
This is called nepotism in case.
Right.
So that's what this is.
And nepotism is only wrong whenever it doesn't help you.
Okay.
That's kind of the way I see it. No, I'm just
kidding. Yeah. So we are. I've heard you use the phrase tickled to death.
Yes.
We're tickled to death that they printed this little booklet. It's like 20 pages long, and you can sit down with your kids, and it explains how to know if they're ready, and explains baptism to them with some little activities and things, that kind of thing. So by the time you come to the end of the booklet, they could say, okay, yeah, I'm ready. I've given my life to Christ before you even got to the booklet. But now I know what baptism is, and I'm ready to take that step.
So. Yeah. Well, we also, not only do, I mean, I think I'm speaking for you again here. We definitely believe that the best place for these discussions and these decisions to happen are in the home with mom and dad. Mm-hmm. But we all know that there are lots of spiritual orphans in our churches, or kids that may accept Christ and they want to be baptized, but their parents aren't really keeping up with them spiritually. They're not ready for that. So it's important for pastors such as yourself to have a little resource that you could use with kids if you have a little pre-baptism meeting, to be able to go through the booklet with them. We definitely think going through it with parents is A, number one, the best. But if you had the ability to walk through a simple resource in a half hour's time with a kid in a pre-baptism meeting as a pastor, then it would be really helpful.
Absolutely.
For you too. You just want to make sure those kids are on the right page, right?
Right. So where we're going to go with this seminar, we're going to take it up into two sections. The first section, Steve's going to talk about how to know if a child is ready to be baptized. And then in the second section, I will talk about how to make it clear. Before I give it over to you, I'm going to pray. But
yeah.
Before I do that, any question that you have about this little resource, I mean, we're open books. We're not trying to sell things. It's only $2 anyway.
So. Yeah.
It's about being helpful for you, okay?
Yeah. If they didn't like it at Randall House, we were just going to give it to whoever wanted it.
I already emailed it to some people.
Same here. We didn't care if it got printed officially, did we?
Right.
Right.
So let's pray and ask God's help for this time, and then I'll turn it over to Steve. Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling us out of darkness into your glorious light. Thank you for opening our eyes so that we could see you for who you really are, Lord Jesus. You're the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Maker and the Sustainer of the universe. You do it by the word of your power. There's no one like you, Lord Jesus. And we honor you and dedicate this time to you. And we thank you, Jesus, for those that have invested into us, who have taken that step of baptism, to explain it and be patient with us and to lead us along, for those who have discipled us. And I thank you for these people in this room. I know that they're here because they want to do the same thing.
Yes.
So, Lord, I pray that you would honor their desire and let them see fruit for their labor. I pray that you would please bless them and that you would please bless us as we seek to learn from you and your word and the wisdom that you've given us collectively here today. We love you, Lord, in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. All right. Okay, so section one, how to know if they're ready. Okay, so I'm just going to go through three little slides here, and each one will have a heading at the top that refers to what that's about, right? So whenever you get ready, when you start talking with kids about being baptized, we have to understand how God is growing the faith of our kids. If they live in our house and they're our kids or our grandkids, we need to understand. Or if you're a pastor and you're meeting with a family or with a kid who wants to be baptized, you need to be able to recognize how God is growing the faith. And we all probably are familiar with the feeling of whenever we were kids. I don't know if anyone else can identify with this, but whenever I was young, when I was about 6.5 years old, I prayed to receive Christ in my second grade classroom at Randall Christian Academy right here in Memphis, Tennessee. And you probably didn't do that at the exact same place, but what happened over the course of the next 3, 4, 5, really 10 years was a series of other moments that I wanted to make sure that I had prayed to receive Christ, that my faith was in like this fledgling state. I really believed who God said he is. I believed that Jesus died on the cross for me, and I knew I didn't want to go to hell. I wanted to go to heaven. And that is why I initially made my decision to accept Jesus. But you know, when you go to camp, you get approached with new teaching or something else that's fresh, and the Holy Spirit tugs at your heart again. And as a kid, a lot of times we feel like we needed to pray again. We need to ask the Lord to save us again. You know, and I can remember going to sleep many nights like, Lord, just in case I didn't do this right, will you please just save me? I want to be in your family. I want to know that I'm a Christian for sure. And what I really needed was someone to come alongside me and just say, here's your salvation and the assurance you can have for your salvation. I needed that. But like many, many kids, their pathway to being a fully devoted disciple of Jesus that really knows who they're serving and why they're serving and why do they love him and why they want to make that choice, that often takes more than one definite event. Sometimes it's a series of events that help them grow to the next step. Well, the one thing about baptism that we want to make sure is that we never like push or manipulate kids to take the step before they're ready. I think mm-hmm. we got to teach the biblical, you know, model that the first thing the disciples did was to, or not the disciples, but when someone accepted Christ in like the book of Acts, that after they believed, they were obedient to God and they began to be baptized. It's like the first step of obedience that we see Christians take in the Bible. It also mirrors what Jesus did whenever he began his earthly ministry. So I think it's good for us to teach that to be baptized is something that we should make plans to do as soon as we accept Jesus. But we have to understand that kids, they may be in different places and not have a full understanding of what that actually means. So we've got to be able to recognize where they are. So if a kid says, oh, Mr. Steve, I want, well, they won't say Mr. Steve to you, but you know what I mean. If they say, I want to be baptized, can I get baptized this Sunday because Johnny's going to get baptized, all right? And you say, well, that sounds great. And if you just put him up there, throw the T-shirt on him and dunk him, there's a good chance that he may never know what he did. And he might have this wrong feeling whenever he's 25 years old that, mm-hmm. well, I'm not sure if I know Jesus. I was baptized, mm-hmm. and that was a significant event, but I don't really understand it. So we want to be able to understand where the kids are and not push them into that decision too quickly. So I think we need to be able to see what God is doing, and where that starts is, what is their view of God? Can we know him? Who is he? Does he love us? What does this mean for my life? And then, so you want to be able to see where their faith is and how it's growing. The next step that's really, really important to understand whether or not they're ready is to gauge their level of the understanding of repentance. Kids that are going to be baptized, whenever I would speak to them and they come to me and ask about getting baptized, I always want to ask them, why would you like to be baptized? And I just listen. Because sometimes it's like, well, Johnny and Bobby and Tony all got baptized, and I want to be baptized too. All right? So that's something to redirect and try to help them grow to have a good understanding. But if they give me a good answer to the first question, you know, because that's what we're supposed to do whenever we love Jesus. You know, I want to be obedient to that, or they put it in whatever words, right? So the very next thing I want to know is, well, what is sin? Mm-hmm. And I listen to their answer. What is sin? And if they're like, well, that's when, you know, people do bad things or whatever. And most of the time, most every kid can describe what sin is. But this is the key question. Have you ever sinned? And a lot of times, if kids aren't ready, then they'll be kind of hesitant to answer that question. Or they'll kind of work around it, you know, try, well, I mean, sometimes, you know, but mm-hmm. but they haven't quite got to the point where they realize that even one sin is enough to separate us from God forever, and that the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short, and what we deserve for our sins, even if it were only one, what we deserve is death. That's mm-hmm. hard for them to understand. But when they understand that, and they know who God is, and they know the provision that God has made, man, they are on their way to being ready for this. So the next thing is the, you know, when it gets to the third part, which is confession, that's almost, it's almost like just celebration time at that point, right? Celebration time, because we want to celebrate when boys and girls are fully prepared to follow Jesus. You know, the Bible talks about the Bible tells us in Acts 16:31, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, shall be saved. Anyone who calls on him will be saved. And then in John 1:12, to those who believed in him, who believed on his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't want to push kids toward that before they're ready or manipulated in any way to make them think that, hey, this is going to complete your salvation to be baptized, or all the Christians are getting baptized in our class of second graders or third graders or fourth, mm-hmm. whatever. And so don't you want to be baptized too? We want to let that process happen naturally while we teach and hopefully have parents that are also supporting that teaching. So when it comes to the confession, this is just that moment that we all long to see whenever a kid prays to accept Jesus. And if they pray that prayer, and you know, because you've been watching, and you've been watching for the growing of their faith, and they can talk about what it means to be repentant for their sins, then they're ready for that step, and they confess Jesus with their heart and with their mouth, and then you know you've got a brother or a sister in the family, and it's time to celebrate, and let's get baptized. Because, like we said, baptism is, when it's fully understood, I think it's a perfect first step of obedience to show God that, hey, you want to be a part of what He's doing in the world and as part of His kingdom. So, Jacob.
Thanks, Steve. So, section two, how to make it clear. So, this can be the hard part. You're trying to explain to a child what baptism is and what it means. And how do you explain that to a child in a way that they'll understand? Before I get to that, I want to tell you a story about when I was baptized when I was seven. So I remember when I gave my heart to the Lord when I was 7 years old in our living room in Norfolk, Virginia. It was on a Wednesday night, and it was when I was not allowed to take the Lord's Supper as a seven-year-old because I wasn't part of the family of God, and my parents knew that. And the Holy Spirit used that moment to communicate to me, hey, you don't belong to me yet. And that was my awakening moment, you might say. And so I was under conviction from that point until we got home. And I don't remember which of my siblings it was. My dad's here. Dad, raise your hand, Dad. He's right over there. Wonderful man of God. I love you, Dad. So I don't know which sibling it was, Dad, but I told one of them that I think I wanted to become a Christian. And so one of them told you. And then so I talked to you, and you said, well, why don't you think about it for a little bit? And so that took maybe 10 minutes. But it felt like forever, you know. You know what it's like whenever God's talking to you and trying to push you to do something, and you're like, you know, that time just goes, it's like slows down completely. So that's what it was like for me when I was 7 years old. But I gave my life to the Lord at 7 years old in our couch on Larkin Street in Norfolk, Virginia. And so it's time to get baptized, right? So I come up to the water, and it's a church where that if you're on the steps, but when you're on the steps, people can't see you yet. It's not that way at our church building, but it was there at the Bethany Free Will Baptist Church in Norfolk, Virginia. So let's say, I think I was on this side, right? My dad's a pastor, so he's in the water. And he says, now next is Jacob. And he's standing there with his hand up like this. And I'm standing there, and people can't see me. And I'm like, nope. And he said, okay. So I backed out, and I did not do it that day. I did not get baptized that day. And so I don't know how much time passed, Dad. You know how much time it was? A few weeks or a month or so? Second time came, right? And so I come up to the water, and he says, son, and I said, nope, not doing it. So I backed away. I said, not doing it the second time. And so finally, the third time came to be baptized, and I finally got in the water. And I went down under the water, signifying my death to myself, and I came up out of the water, signifying my new life in Christ. And so finally, it stuck. Third time's the charm, huh? So I don't remember particularly the details of the theological correctness in terms of what I was doing then. And just like I couldn't really articulate to you when I was seven and when I gave my life to Jesus, I couldn't articulate it to you exactly what was happening. All I knew then was that God wanted me to belong to Him. That's pretty much all I knew when I was seven. And I just said, yes. Or, okay, leave me alone about it. Let's, you know, yes. And all I knew at baptism is that Jesus said to do it, and I needed to do it. But how do you explain it to a child in a way that they'll understand? Well, baptism is a sign of two things. Everybody hold up two fingers. Two fingers, everybody. Thank you. Good job. Baptism is a sign of two things. Move past that one, Steve. Baptism is a sign that shows what God has done in your heart. It's a sign that shows what God has done in your heart. The Bible says in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 12, you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with Him you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead. Before we gave our lives to Jesus, before we gave our hearts to Jesus, surrendered to Him, our hearts were dirty. They were black and broken, dirty, full of sin. But Jesus came and He wanted to give us a new heart, a heart that loved Him above all things. And when we surrendered our life to Jesus, that's what He did. He gave us a new heart. So if you have a piece of paper, take out a piece of paper, or if you can write on your phone or tablet, take that out right now. I'll give you 20 seconds to do that. Draw a picture of what your heart looked like before you gave your heart to Jesus. Draw a picture of what it looked like. Mine was black. It was dark. It had a big me in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you could draw a picture of what your heart looked like before you gave your heart to Jesus. But then when you gave your heart to Jesus, Jesus washed it clean. He says, look, now I'm going to give you a heart that loves me more than anything. And that's what a Christian is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Someone who loves Jesus more than anything. Now draw a picture of the new heart that Jesus gave you. What does it look like? Maybe it's clean and spotless. Maybe it's got a little sparkle in the side. You know, maybe it's got a cross. Instead of the word me in the middle, maybe it's got a cross in the middle of it this time. Baptism is a sign that shows two things. The first thing, it shows, go back.
Sorry.
I've got this memorized perfect,
boom,
right? It shows us what God has done in your heart. But the second thing that baptism shows, the second sign is it shows that you belong to God's team. Baptism is a sign that shows that you belong to God's team. Now, tell me, who's your favorite team? Somebody tell me. The Cubs. Okay, somebody else.
Razorbacks.
Razorbacks, Kentucky Wildcats, basketball, not football, of course. Right? Anybody in the back? Sorry, Clint. Anybody in the back? What's your favorite team?
Okay.
The Texas A&M Aggies. Okay, all right. What? The Spartans, Michigan State? All right, dude. Go green, right? Are you guys from Michigan? Okay. I love it. Tupelo Spartans.
Oh, the Tupelo Spartans.
Over in Tupelo, Mississippi Spartans.
That's a different Spartans.
Well, hey, I love it. You're going local, bro. That's awesome.
It's good.
So look, did you know that God has a team? Do you guys know that God has a team? Do you know what His team is called? The church. God's team is called the church. Look at what it says in Acts chapter 2. Those who believed what Peter said were baptized and added to the church that day, about 3,000 in all. What does it say that they did before they were added to the church? They were baptized. They believed. They were baptized. They're added to God's team, the church. So if you still got your paper out and your pen or your tablet or phone, you could draw a picture of yourself wearing a jersey for God's team. You know what? It might be scary to be baptized, like I was scared when I was 7. It might be scary, right? But did you know that when you come up out of the water, God's team is going to be so happy for you?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're no longer on the devil's team.
Mm-hmm.
You're on God's team to live for Him and to serve Him no matter what. So that's how I would explain it to my daughters. Mm-hmm. My oldest daughter, Caroline, has been baptized. It is a sign that shows what God has done in your heart. He's brought you down and brought you up to give you a new heart that's clean. And it's a sign that shows that you're on God's team.
Awesome.
Okay, so closing thoughts, Steve.
Okay, so I love that he told his story of what his baptism was like, because mine was very similar to that. I ended up not being baptized until I was in the fifth grade, going almost to sixth grade. And tons of people that I knew had been baptized, but I was not ready because I did not really understand it fully spiritually, but I was also really afraid of being dunked under the water. There are spiritual and physical hesitations that kids have that we need to be sensitive to. We got to be sensitive to that to allow them to work through those things. Be patient, because ultimately, we need to also remember that we're not the ones who are going to bring those kids to salvation. It's the Lord that's at work in them. It's the Holy Spirit of God. What we want to be is just a tool in His hand to be used to help kids come closer to know the Lord Jesus.